This is a conversation with Galya Porat. Hi, Galya.
Hi, Serge.
So I read the article that you and Leora Barnaton had written on the uniting image and resonated with it. There's a lot in it that, I think along the same line, and it found it very stimulating. And I wanted to have this conversation to share the ideas with the focusing community.
Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, Leora and I are focusing partners for 7 years now. We meet every week and we discuss personal things and issues that we encounter. And this paper, this article about the distinction we made between local images and the uniting image, really came about from a situation where we noticed that as we mark at the end of a session, we ask a focuser to mark at the end of the session what's most important for him and wants to retain, if we may say so. There is a need for help to really retain it. To really retain the mark, the whole sense of the whole insight that came up in the focusing session.
Yeah. So what we're talking about is, the process of focusing. As you get to an insight, how are you going to carry forward this insight?
Exactly. And carrying it forward to life beyond the current process. And then we realized that there is a distinction between images that arrives in during the process, like handles that helps to carry the process forward, and between an image that really helps to make the felt shift. The wow, yeah, that's what it is. The change. Mm-hmm. And we termed the handles in the focusing session local images. And this image that contains the more, the insight, felt sense, and the change that the focuser feels as the uniting image. Mm-hmm. As it unites, the image unites both the insight and the felt sense of the whole, whole theme that came up in the process.
Yeah. So, the local image is part of the process, and at the end of the process, that uniting image is the image that has been imbued with meaning. So literally, we're talking about this process as not just, seeing images, but the creation of meaning, and that's where you get to that uniting image.
Just take it in. I feel that, yeah, it's one possibility that there are local images that arrives, and then at the very end of the process, there will come a uniting image that really is more precise or holding the more, but not necessarily. Sometimes the uniting image would arrive at the even very beginning, and the local images will support it. It's more like if local images arrive and then the uniting image, it's like a feeling of forward move for more. Mm-hmm. Until you get there. You get the wow, yeah, that's it. But it can also happen that an image arrives at the beginning or at the middle of the process and more local images will support it. And then the feeling is that it's broader, it's an opening all around, that supports the uniting image. But in each case, the uniting image is the image that contains, that retains the felt sense in the present of a felt experience in the past that is in the process that is just concluded now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, what you said is that uniting image contains the felt sense in the present of that situation that has been explored.
Right. The felt sense and an insight.
And the insight. The felt sense and the insight. So it is, it's not an image in a traditional sense that something you look at, you know, as if from the outside, because it certainly is composed of a lot of you, a lot of this process of, you know, with the insight.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah, as you say, it's whole the whole. And as I come from literature to focusing, what it brings to me very clearly is Marcel Proust, The Madeleine.
Mm-hmm.
Marcel Proust to me is like, it's a focusing process, these all seven volumes. And there are many associations there, and there are many, many connections. But there's one image, the Madeleine, that is like, for me, the uniting image. It can also like help resonate like what we mean by that. When we say Marcel Proust, we say the Madeleine, we have the felt sense of what all his search was about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It contains the feeling, the sense when he tasted it, all his childhood, and the insight of what it means, and it completely contains the whole theme of what, or the whole process in focusing, what's up, coming up in focusing, what the focuser is looking for. It's dead for me. I don't know if it's really...
Yeah. And so that's a very nice example, because when you use the Madeleine, you know, what's very clear is if somebody has never read Proust or heard of Proust and you say Madeleine, it means nothing to him. But it means a lot once you know the book or you know about Proust's process. And so that uniting image, it's not that by itself the image is so there, but it helps to put you back and have access to that whole experience.
Right. Right. Yeah, so it's sort of the side of knowing about it. It's knowing about of formulating, if you will, the distinction. Once we make the distinction that not all images are alike and not all images are functioning alike, and we make the distinction that there is one image that is containing the more in time and like in all directions,
mm-hmm.
We are already and trusting that it will appear in the process. We are expecting it. We expecting in a sense, not that we are, okay, we have to get there, but more in the sense that we trust that it's there. We know that somewhere there is an image that can hold the whole situation, that can hold the felt sense and the insight of the whole process, and it can help retain the change that happened in the process, and use it, or I don't know if the word use, I don't feel so good, yeah, but facilitates it to beyond the process. So next time when the focuser or the client gets to a situation, to something like the same situation, he'll already know by inviting this uniting image and the felt sense about it and the insight, he'll be there on a safer ground, on a ground. It'll be grounded in some knowledge.
Yeah. It's like a passageway to that experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Passage to that experience.
So maybe we can talk a little more based on some examples of the difference between, you know, images of what you call the local images compared to the uniting image in the process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now the difference is not so much in what will arise. It's not all images can be either local or united images. Like I see the picture, I see a picture on the back view, the trees somehow. I feel that there is something. It's an image. This image can be, okay, I have to be with it. It's like a feeling that I have.
Yeah.
Like a tree. A tree can come up in a process, a tree in autumn. And this tree can be a handle to a certain feeling that I came to feel in this process. It can be like the feeling of autumn. It can be a memory of a certain walk that I took,
mm-hmm,
in the woods at a certain time. Now it can lead to something else. It can lead me to another memory. I can see a certain flower there that will even bring the process forward, move it, carry it forward. And in this case, the image of this tree would be local. It will be a handle to this journey that I'm taking. And at the same time, after this walk for a while and the things that will come up, there will be one image. It can either be the first one I started with, the tree in autumn, that will all of a sudden will retain this old feeling. Yeah, actually, autumn for me and the colors of the tree, this holds for me I will get an insight. This is what it's all about. And I have this felt sense that, yeah, this is what it's all about. And the insight will be, it's about being alone. It's about just having this time of change that is give me all these feelings, okay? And then it will contain like a whole of the process that I was looking for, and it will be a uniting image.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So to maybe go at it a slightly different way, is to say you don't really need to know, worry too much as you're focusing or, you know, with somebody about, oh, is this a local image? Is this a uniting image? Basically, you're involved in the process and images come, and chances are, you know, all these images are, you can call them local images, but you really don't worry about what they're called.
Exactly.
And the interesting distinction is to say there is something that at some point happens where the image is not just an ordinary image, so what you call local image, but ordinary image, whatever it is. And that moment, you know, the image, so the image itself can be one you had before, it can be a new one, but that image, you know, there is something that for you, it is very much associated with that meaning, with that felt sense, with that insight you have about the situation. So at this moment, that image has become like the Madeleine. You know, it's no longer just, you know, nice image and then it flows. But, oh, wow, when I get there, I really get that sense, yeah, I'm there. And so it, just bringing that image back puts me back into what the experience means to me, what it feels like. Is that...
Oh, it's so perfect. You put it really in a way that it's exactly that. And I'm taking it, exactly, it's happening at a certain point. It's like a revelation. It, all of a sudden it's there. We are not looking for it. We are not busy with it. It just happened at a certain point.
Yeah. So, you know, what you said before, that there is a sense that it will happen. So it's not, in a way, a surprise that it happens. But it is a surprise in the sense that you're not, you know, actively looking for it, tensing up about it, making an effort to it. It's just that, you know, it's going to be, this is what the process leads to. And so then it comes unexpectedly.
Exactly. Thank you. This really clarified it. It's a, yeah, I just take it in the distinction between knowing that it's there, because we formulate it already and we know that it's there and that it will come at a certain point or expecting it. But the surprise is that we don't know when it will happen.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I want to use this a little bit to talk to people who are listening to this and who maybe don't usually experience things much in images, okay? Because there's some people who are going to go into, you know, for them felt sense are going to be, you know, maybe more tactile, whatever, but not necessarily in images. Mm-hmm. And... to really go into a sense, inviting, maybe just, what would you say to these people?
People that you say do not, in their process, images will not come up. And like if I would ask them, what is it like, or what it reminds you of, or how is it for you, nothing you say will not come up as an image or as something that they can hold on to. Maybe at this point I'm just thinking about it now, it's the place of the therapist or the listener to decipher sort of, or to, I mean, if the focusing listener, the therapist, is there in the process, and he knows about this distinction and how it can be helpful, maybe he can hold it, or she, they can hold it for the client, for the focuser, and maybe even suggest. I feel that I need to experience it. It's a very good question to be with, because we don't want to impose anything. We don't want to bring anything in between that is not the client's stuff.
So as I'm listening to you, you know, the sense that's coming from me is a sense of, yes, of course, so, you know, we're not trying to introduce something to create a sense of performance or lack of performance. Oh my God, you don't have images, you know, what's wrong with you?
Right.
But what you're talking about is a sense of staying with it and the idea that images, you know, it's a suggestion that curiosity. So if you're not so much thinking or experiencing images, then there's maybe possibly an invitation to some curiosity about what it might be like to let images come up, what it might be like to think of, you know, the felt sense in terms of images, and to see what comes up from there. So it's more of an invitation than, you know, some kind of a benchmark of what the process should be.
Yeah, exactly. And when you're saying it, I also feel that, okay, it's a tool. It's a tool only that can be helpful for people who really works with images.
Mm-hmm.
It can enhance the process. It can really makes it more more conscious. A person can have a conscious grasp on it, maybe. More of a grasp, conscious awareness on this possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not necessary. It's just another tool.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, just is there something we could say to conclude this conversation?
To me, it's really the formulation of something that is there. It's there. Naturally, it's there. These images, whether we're calling them local or uniting images, and they function there all the time. But the ability to formulate it, to say, okay, we'll give it name, we'll explain what's happening. It's like so much with the spirit of how Eugene talks about things that he says, you all know about it. I just, in the 3 points, I remember him lately saying it. We know about it. I'm talking about things that you know already, but the explaining really is important. It gives another, it gives hold on things.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, really, it's, and I know for Liora too, we feel really happy. It's like happiness that we can formulate it and be helped by it, and things become clearer to us, more in the conscious level.
Sort of
great. Really thankful that it can happen, you know, that we can have come with an explanation of what's actually is happening already.
Yeah. So that feels very nice. Thank you, Galia.
Thank you very much.
This is part of the Focusing Conversations series of the Focusing Institute, hosted by Serge Prengel. All contents are protected by copyright. You can find other such conversations on our website at focusing.org/conversations.